Hello and welcome to the Owen Nyro Show. I am Owen Rivebook, also known as Owen Nyro, and today we'll be talking about what is going on in the great white north. Because I think in this beautiful day of Pride Month, happy Pride Month to you all, and also happy the 75th anniversary of D-Day. But first, let's talk about Pride Month. Isn't we supposed to have it? Or something, because I'm questioning it so much. Because I am for the awareness of helping the gays and all them out, because they deserve to be noticed, or they deserve to be something else. But what happens when I get things too far? Because there are extremists on both sides, and I'm not one of these people on the same side as well. But this is going to be something controversial, because what happened in Great White North. A Christian preacher, got arrested for just spreading the news of God, and then got arrested by these police officers. All wearing gay pride pins, by the way. Somebody was not happy and saying that he's destructing the peace. Doing a video that's showing this. It's just amazing. I'm shocked that this is going to be our future. I mean, what's next? They're not going to be nice to Christians. They're always not nice to Christians. Christians always been persecuted. It's just very, really, really sad now these days that we're dealing with this. And also, it's going on in Pride Month. That's why this has got to be the worst part of it, because Pride Month, that's why I give you this great question. Do we need a month for the gays? But do we need need something to spread awareness? Because you know what? I think it's not wrong to discriminate anyone who is gay or black or anyone else. Discrimination's worse. I dealt with discrimination in my life. I mean, seriously, all my life I dealt with discrimination, but it's not worse than what the gays have to do it. But it makes you so sad. It's basically everyone's going out there being naked, throwing dildos around here. Also, trigger warning, because I'm going to start not making so many people's feelings about this. But I think we don't need a Pride Month, but we do need awareness. I actually Gay Pride Month. But I'm technically not, because it's gone so out of control. Because a lot of people have extreme views about this. And I question those extreme views a lot. Very, 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 very a lot. But that's the issue. But now we got this one police officer. This Christian pastor arrested for preaching on the streets, street preaching, and it's in Toronto, of all places, in Canada. Then, fun fact, Canada doesn't have freedom of speech. Yeah, and they have the worst type of president out there. Because Trudeau, what a freaking leader that guy is. He's the one with the king of SJWs wanted this guy. He's kind of like the Canadian Obama. I kind of blame Obama too, and I'm not a big Obama guy myself. I respect him as being the very first black president, but I don't respect him as being a leader as well too. But still, you can't believe that a preacher's being arrested for just speaking the words of God, saying that he's creating a public dispute. I mean, really? Why did you do that? Because I think I'm surprised that, and then I'm not kidding. In this video, this guy was being chased by these so-called people that care about love and tolerance, being saying love conquers hate and all that. This is why I'm not a big fan of Gay Pride Month. Even though we need our awareness for these people, they're kind of making things us worse and make people say, go back of it. Make you go like, ugh. But that's another segue That's another time of this. But it makes me sad that we're living in a day that they don't just care about it. Speaking of things that, people should care about, yesterday, and June 6th, by the way, is the date of D-Day, an important part of American history. The plans to invade Normandy against the Axis, with all the allies standing up against Hitler. And I always like this whole history of D-Day. That fun fact, the original date of D-Day was supposed to be June 5th. Fun fact, that's my also, another fun fact, that was also my girlfriend's birthday. Shout out to my girlfriend over there. That date isn't really important because they were afraid about the weather and all that stuff. If the beaches of Normandy will kill you, the waves will and the weather. So they postponed it on June 6th, and the attack happened. The invasion happened. And without that, and it's funny about this, this invasion was originally not going to go with the plan. They had so much doubt on it. If you just look through the history of it, it just shows you that they actually did have doubts of this. They know that this was not going to work, and they found out it did work. It just lost a lot of people, but it worked. There was a quote of a character from Call of Duty, Viktor Reznov, hands down. He has a quote in there saying, "Victory cannot achieve without a few sacrifices." And Russians know about that. That Russian Americans, sometimes sacrifice has to be made for those who, for the future, sacrifice themselves to protect those from the future, protect those from the past, those from the present and future. Sadly, people are so focusing on Pride Month, they don't focus on the most important thing that ever happened. For over 75 years, they had the disrespect to our World War II veterans that are still alive today, but it's so out of it. I just can't see it. I can't stand the disrespect they have in our veterans, man. They're so focused on this. They're so, and they're not focusing on the other. They think that these people, they think they're fighting Nazis. But the real people who have fought, even they call the people, and the sad part is these SJWs, these NPCs, they call the people who fought the Nazis actual Nazis. They don't really care about that. And this is why I'm happy that Donald Trump was, pretty much my opinion, got elected, because he started caring about those Americans, those people who fought to make you say whatever you want, never afraid, well, actually risked their lives to go through battle on this. This is why in those days, we respect the soldiers and those people and those soldiers that survived, because I don't call them heroes, we just call them warriors. To be honest, though, these people got those Medal of Honor and all those things, they were just lucky to be surviving. You call them heroes, they just survived. My dad, who is basically a gunner's mate in the Navy, talked about this, looked at all those medals, and always said, "I got these medals because I survived. I don't count myself as a hero." Even though my dad's still a hero. My mom is a veteran as well, too. My brothers, one's in the Navy, the other one's in the Air Force, they're fighting for this country. They dealt with all this, and it makes me scared every day if we go in the war with some other country or foreign country or something. It gets scarier and scarier and scarier. And it makes me pray a lot, and as we happened on all that. But this one dedicates to two big stories, the 75th anniversary of Normandy and the Christian pastor being arrested in Toronto and all that. But I'm not done here. Coming up around 5 o'clock, or something about that later on. I got one of my friends so we can talk about things. But don't go any further. Stay tuned. Welcome back, everybody. So, sorry about the little break. I was just trying to think of something. Anyway, last episode, or segment, why I just said episode there, I just don't know why. Anyway, that last segment we talked about Gay Pride Month, let's continue that with something we call Gay Kratos. So this whole story between this, it's funny, dumb, and hilariously never pandered to these types of NPCs and JWs. So, some dude on Twitter, the hellspawn of all these SJWs and NPCs, actually made a picture of Kratos in this, like, rainbow outfit and a shirt that says, "We are all human." Sorry about my terrible Kratos impression. And the guy who created God of War 1 and 2 and Twisted Metal say, "Yeah, Kratos has been bi this whole time." And the article? "Yeah, lesbian. Yeah, we all get that lesbian love. That LGBTQ. Yeah." Or something like that. But after that, people go look to us like, why? Why is this a thing? Why is this guy committed at J.K. Rowling? Until later on, he has to make some damage control and says, "It was a joke. I like the picture so much, so I made this as a little joke." The other side looked at it as saying, like, "Okay, good joke. I'm not laughing, but good joke." The other and the crazy side were like, "Why do you lie to me? You lying son of a bitch. Why? Why? I thought he was bi. Why? Why'd you do that? We want this manly man to be bi, even though he slay demons, kill gods, and fuck bitches. Why? We want him to be gay." Well, that didn't happen. The guy went to Beta, to Gamma, to Delta, then just became like, I'm sorry, man. I really, really, really am sorry. Also, I'm sorry I swore in this thing. I never like to swear, but that's what they act like. They were all like that one picture of that one British guy going, for it. Or that thing at South Park of Brittany, those are that. That's the definition of never pander to these people. Never, ever do that. Because if you pander to them, you go to the get woke, gone broke section. But good thing in all, this guy doesn't work at God of War. Thank God, because it doesn't make any sense. Why you want to make Kratos bi? I mean, there were some gay Spartans, but be honest, Kratos, his whole story is he wants the revenge of the gods because of his whole family. He wears the ashes of his family. That's the whole point. To teach them, like, you are in this rage and the gods used you and the gods betray you. That's the whole point of this thing. But people just don't care. They just want any characters to be gay. Any characters to say, "Oh, this character's bi. Oh, this one's a pansexual. Oh, this character's this and this character's that guy gay too." It's just they want any character. They're just trying to find a representation of a gay character. You know what I would say? What's a great representation? I can't say this word because I can't say it because I'm angry about this. Angel dust. Angel dust is a great character. I can't even say this word because I'm angry because of people like this is crazy and that. I can tell you that I'm in one of those type lanes. I am down with Angel Dust as probably one of the best written gay characters we have ever seen in freaking all this. If you want to talk about pride of good gay characters, I put this guy on higher. Even though the show has not been made, we've seen clips of this show, But it's great to know that they're all great gay characters. In fact, we don't need any gay characters. If you want to make them gay, it's just saying, oh, he's just gay. What's Ella's character's traits? Oh, he's just gay. Does this character has any redeemed things? Oh, he's gay. I know, but we still want that pressure points. We need to earn that SJW money. We need that parenting points. We need those brownie points of those people. But no, sadly, we don't. But that's enough for one moment. Let's talk. I would say this other segment that we're planning for next time. And the next segment, I'm going to talk to one of my friends. And I will introduce to him when the segment will begin. He is a known animator. He's a great historian of all anime and video games. Well, kind of not video games, but he's a kind of a little bit of a gamer. He is one of my friends, and he loves animation. If he needs to explain to you what this is about, he is great on it. So, later on in this podcast, we're going to talk to one of my greatest friends. His name will be Aaron the Wise. Thank you. Into the next segment of this podcast. Don't go change that dial.
Hello?
Hey, hold on. I got to do my intro for this. Welcome to the second part of episode 4 of Dr. Orin Nairo's podcast. Here with me, and I actually told you in this new segment that I put up, and I will introduce to Aaron the Wise. Say hi, everybody. Say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody. It's great to see you all and finally speak with you. I'm really grateful to be here on today's very special podcast episode with you as well, Dr. Orin Nairo. Or should I just call you Nairo?
My original name and stuff. I just call myself Dr. Nairo for that. As you guys know, me and Aaron, I've been friends for a while. You guys met... You guys met Jude. Now you've introduced to Aaron. And we've been trying to plan something like this for a very long time.
Yep, sir. That is absolutely right. But we just haven't been able to get it all done right then and there. And it's just been difficult. But now with these podcasts, oh my gosh. Oh, wow. This is my first time doing this,
Yeah, this is actually my fourth episode for doing this, and I'm glad you got the app for that.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah. So, in this podcast, we don't have any came up with topics. We just talk about things. Last time we talked, me and my other friend Jude, we talked about this hard game, and he was basically talking a lot about this game. And now we can just talk about me and you can just talk about whatever.
Really? Like what?
Yeah, but in the beginning of this podcast, I talked about what was going on in the it's Gay Pride Month. Talked about the 75th anniversary of D-Day and people started not caring. And I was talking about two big news stories. This one preacher from Canada got arrested for public nuisance, but instead, kind of like that. And the other one, they want to make Kratos is gay, but turns out that was a joke and everyone got ticked off. I talked about, do we need a Pride Month? That was the beginning of this podcast and all that stuff. But I was like, it just sucks. And I keep asking myself, can just people just stop using other characters as being gay and stuff? I mean, I have no problem with gay characters. After all, my favorite gay character is Angel Dust from Has-Been. Yeah, you definitely need to get on that Has-Been. See your clips on that. Yep. But I had to explain a little things about you in this podcast because you're new. I'm just thinking that you are a Godzilla fan, you are an anime fan, and also you're a big, huge anime fan too. Ain't that correct?
That is true. That is very correct.
Tell them about, here's one thing I had to say about that. Tell us that I actually explained a little about you're making a show.
Yes.
All of that.
And you want to tell them a little bit about it?
I think you can tell something about it.
Well, the series I'm working on is called, which I simply like to call simply as Project M. And the reason why I'm calling it right now is because I don't want to go into any deep amount of details for fear of spoilers and for other unique things and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This guy has shown me all his drawings, and he kind of based off his whole things that he liked, like Yu-Gi-Oh!, Sword Art Online. Yes, this guy is a big fan of Sword Art Online. Go figure. Spoiler, it's not a big fan of Sword Art Online either.
But well, there are haters and there are lovers of the series, so... And in the words of the Nostalgia Critic from his review of The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, and they just spray out their hands and say, really, who gives a shit? Pardon my language, by the way.
Yeah, it's okay. We have a trigger warning in this day. Trigger warning, there might be some swearing. There might be some swearing here, but we just do this to be nice. We meet people and those and that. Also, my friend here is a big fan of fan fiction as well, too. He's really? You are a big fan of fan fiction. Not like the fan fiction of those crazy people, but we're talking about actual fan fiction that you find that it was a mix of all things. Like, you remember when you told me about this Neon Genesis one with Pokemon and Neon Genesis?
The series are you referring to, I believe it is called It's a whole new world you live in, written by fan fiction author Traitor of Traitors. And believe it or not, he's actually written a lot of fan fiction stories. Trust me. There is even this one story, which is a what if possibility, where instead of Merrick winning the duel, it's Joey who wins the duel.
Joey should have won that duel.
Also, he wrote a fan fiction story saying exactly what that it should have happened.
True. That should have happened. And the surprise, surprise, that kind of did it. I'm surprised and all that. But yeah, there's a lot of things we can talk about in this thing. And I'm using this as a test, like each one's like who can fit well. I was like, I know you can fit well because me and you can figure out topics in our head.
That's true.
Yeah, and I bet this podcast is going to be like an hour, or it's going to be like a short one. Because
we're already at the 6-minute mark, surprisingly.
Surprise, surprise. Also, what do you think of the audio quality of this? It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it is pretty good. This is the first time I've actually done it. It's pretty interesting. Very interesting indeed. I like it.
Yeah, so pretty much we can come up with all different topics for next time. I'm just using you as a test to stuff and see what happens.
Alrighty.
I did the same thing with one of my friends, Jude, and saying, okay, it'd be surprising that I will add him next time as well, too. Because Jude would definitely be an another guest, a lot of people on this, because I had a lot. But I'm still planning on this. This is just the fourth episode.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I just make up, and sometimes every podcast will go to Spotify and all this, and it's surprise interesting why we don't plan to do these things. We should plan these, but that will be the next idea.
Yeah, so what exactly would you like me to do for a review on a fan fiction story today, Dr. Nairo?
Hey, man, I should, just please, just call me Nairo.
Okay, Nairo.
But if you review any fan fiction story, oh yeah, I forgot. I didn't add that as a segment. I should add that as a segment. That would be next time segment. We should pick a fan fiction.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and this is just a kind of like we just talk, and I might end this soon enough because I got to edit this and the other two segments I add.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Editing in this is not that bad. It's just annoying, but it's not that bad. Huh. Oh, crap. My phone charger went down. But I'm survived now. We're good.
Oh, I'm fine. My phone is still charging at the very moment while we're doing this. So I'm pretty good.
Yeah. They just talk about what's going on in life. And life has gone so crazy. So I gotta ask you this question on the topic of Pride Month. What do you think about this? What's your opinion on Pride Month?
Pride Month? This is the first time I've actually heard of it, in all honesty.
You mean Gay Pride Month? You never heard of it?
No, because I don't deal with that type of stuff like that.
I don't, but I believe in awareness and all that stuff.
Eh.
I mean, we're good. I mean, it's the same thing. It's like, I had a problem with Minister saying, do we need it? I was like, nah. But I bet you heard about Black History Month, and I was like, I'm with.
Oh, I remember that one.
I don't think we don't need
any for that for school at one point for Martin Luther King Jr., the one who gave African American people their national rights and as fellow citizens.
Yeah, but the funny part is they want to get rid of him as well too. A lot of people want to get rid of people that actually did a lot of good stuff.
You mean like how Martin Luther King Jr. got the Nobel Peace Award?
Nah, they were talking about him had affairs and stuff.
Sheesh, what's up with people and trying to get people into trouble? Even though they're already dead.
But the whole thing with Michael Jackson, and same thing that goes to Michael Jackson, but they tell you one thing, Michael Jackson, we all know about this, but we forget about it until he's dead.
Forget about what?
He actually diddled kids. He was a pedophile because he didn't. To be honest, if you ever look at the whole history of Michael Jackson as him being a child star, he never had a childhood. If you find it's a disturbing thing, but it's good to change the subject. But just say they want to ruin. And the guy who was trying to write a book, they were go back to the Martin Luther King thing. They were finding old recordings of the FBI because they think Martin Luther King was a communist, by the way, Aaron. They think he was, but they found out that he said he used to have an affair with all these people. With his wife, even though he's married and all this. And some guy wants to tarnish that, but I don't get why they want to tarnish this guy. Even though he's one of the guys, it's like, no matter, it just shows that people's like, he's human. That's all he is. Martin Luther King is human. I'm human. You're human. My cat's human. We're all human.
No one is out of the battle.
Yep. G.I. Joe. Anyway, I got to edit these two podcasts, and I can't believe I have to do this after I'm done with this recording. All I gotta say is next week, I don't know when am I gonna do this again. I think next week or then the other weeks, you want to come back and do this again, Aaron?
I'd be honored to.
All right. I do the same thing because I do this two times with two people. Anyway, thank you for joining with this podcast theme of Anchor.
Yes, thanks for hearing from us, folks, and we hope to see you again very soon. Until then, this is Aaron the Wise and Nairo speaking. As we say, bye.
Bye.